Welcome to a special summer edition of the Westlife Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Barnett. Follow us at Westlife Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And big news, guys, we are now on YouTube. So search for Westlife on YouTube and check out our channel. Give us a follow. And we're putting, trying to put more content up on there. And as the season comes in next year, we'll start to do a bit more video stuff. So it only took us three seasons, but we are finally on YouTube. So I hope everyone is enjoying their off season. I thought I would just bring back a episode from early on, the seventh episode we ever did, featuring one of my childhood heroes, none other than Anthony Blue Wiggle. We had a chat of pretty much all West Tigers. Obviously, Anthony, as you probably know, is a massive West Tigers fan, and it was an absolute dream to talk to Anthony. So please enjoy this chat with Anthony if you haven't heard it already. We've got a lot of new listeners, and yeah, so I hope you enjoy this chat we had back in April 2019 with Anthony the Blue Wiggle. Talk to you soon, guys. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me. You're between gigs at the moment, so what's the routine there? Do you just bit of Gatorade, you go on the stationary bike, bit of ice like the boys do at half time?
No, mate, I go backstage and play banjo and try not eat too much. You know, there's food laid on everywhere and it's really hard to stay fit.
So obviously, first I'll get my my fanboy part out of the way. So I think the Wiggles are the only group that I've been fans of longer than I was a West or Balmain Tigers fan then. But your self-titled album came out in 91. I was only 3 years old. You must get a lot of I bought it on cassette. My mother bought it for me on a cassette tape, actually. I'm showing my age now. But I remember seeing the film clip of you guys on the ABC when I was a kid. My late mum literally went out and bought the cassette for me. But my question from that is, you must get a lot of people come to your gigs and say, I was a fan of you when I was a kid, and now they're taking their kids?
Yeah, it's great, mate. And it's not just at the shows. Like, people your age are now grown up, you know, and in jobs like police. Yeah. And like even last night, we were checking in to Port Macquarie. The lady who checked us in said, oh, I went to your show when I was four. And I only just feel really proud of that. You know, of course, I do feel a bit old, but it's great, mate. It's really good, positive. And they say, oh, we were a good part of, the Wiggles were a really positive part of my life when I was a kid. Yep. Oh, that's great, mate. It's good to hear that, you know. So, I didn't get tired of hearing that. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So that's out of the way. I've obviously got you on because you are a massive West Tigers fan. Just wondering, how did you become a West Tigers fan? Because I believe you grew up in more maybe Manly or Bears sort of territory. Is that right?
Oh, no. I grew up in Laidlaw Park, Western Sydney.
Okay.
My dad was a Parramatta, absolute Parramatta nut, but my grandfather was a Tigers fan, Balmain Tigers, and I used to go with my grandfather to Leichhardt Oval with him when I was a kid, little kid.
Okay.
And sit in the stand or on the hill and watch the Tigers in those days. And I was six when Balmain won the grand final, and I still remember the joy in my grandfather's family and our family, because we're all happy. So the Tigers were kind of like my second team, because I was out of Parramatta, but I really loved them actually more. But the pressure of the family was Parramatta. So as soon as I left home, which was 1980, I became the Balmain man I always was, and went over to my grandparents' place. And never looked back, mate. Except it was kind of heartbreaking, the change from the Tigers. It was a bit of a heartbreak because I really did love the Balmain side of things.
Yeah.
And I really respect Western Suburbs too. But, you know, it's a great merger, you know, and you have to just go with it. But it was a bit of a shock to the system when Balmain. You know what? I think the worst thing was losing the club in Leichhardt.
Yeah.
You know, the club, it's because it, you know, I used to go there forever. And the Cockroaches, the band I was in, used to play there. My grandmother used to come, I used to go with my grandmother to club. And then I took my kids to the club, and every Tuesday, I think it was free for kids. And
yeah,
it's a real community spirit there. And just sad to see it dilapidated for, you know, for 12 years or how long it's been now.
Yeah. Well, have you heard the news that West Ashfield are actually going to fund to rebuild it?
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So hopefully it's getting back on its feet. I think, West have actually merged with the Balmain club side of things, and they've pledged that they're going to try and get it back up and running.
That is great news. And West Ashfield is such a great club too.
Yeah.
I actually love seeing when we, you know, go to Campbelltown and watch the Tigers. I do love seeing the West fans wear their West jerseys and, you know, the Balmain guys. Because that's the history of the club, you know. It's made up of two clubs, two great clubs. So
You're obviously on the road a lot, as you are now. How do you keep up with the team? Like, obviously, it's a bit easier these days with live streaming. Might have been a bit harder back in the early days.
It was really hard in the early days. I've got that NRL culture thing. I watch the games all the time, wherever we are. But I always buy season passes for me and my son to go to all the grounds. But I only get to about two or three games because I'm away.
Yeah.
So, which is a real bummer. Like I'd love to be at Campbelltown today, but you know, in the years gone by, like when they made the great run to the 2005 Grand Final, I was in America at the time, and you just didn't see anything. I don't even know. I was just not believing when I get. the news that we won another game. It was just insane.
Yeah.
But I got back to the grand final, which was great, mate. So, it's a lot easier these days to keep up with it. Even overseas now, we're in America or Canada or wherever we are, you can actually watch it. You know, it might be 3 o'clock in the morning, but you'll be able to get up lots of times.
Yeah, technology definitely makes it a lot easier. I was watching a game last year when we beat the Dragons. I was on a subway in Japan, and I just could bring it up on my mobile phone. It was, it's pretty cool.
Were you screaming out?
Yeah, I was doing fist pumps because we beat the Dragons, and it was a pretty tough game. I think, when Luke Brooks went over for that try, I was doing fist pumps, and I think a few Japanese people, because they're very respectful people too. They're not very loud like Australians.
That's
so I think they'll, who's this weird Aussie bloke going off in the middle of the train. But you mentioned 2005. I heard right that one of your boys was born around the time of the grand final. Is that right?
It was actually my daughter, Maria. I was watching the grand. Now, I had tickets to go with my wife to the grand final, but she was ready to give birth, so we thought we'd get her not. So I went and watched it in a friends of mine's place. I watched the grand final, and I was almost having a heart attack. My blood pressure went crazy, and I was on the ground. But that made Mickey laugh so much that she went into contractions. It was ridiculous. So then we're living in Des Moines, and on the way to the hospital, I'm saying, "This is terrible." But I did say, "I said, can we just drive past? Can we just drive past the club?" So, mate, we went, drove past the club, supposedly rushed to the hospital and the club and onto Victoria Road. There were people everywhere stopping the traffic. Mickey was, she's putting a rubber, she's waving the Balmain flag, or the West Tigers flag out the window.
Wow, that's amazing.
And some yobbo, some yobbo grabbed it off her, which is a real bummer. But then we made it to the hospital, and it's the worst night to give birth because a lot of people just worried about the grand final. I don't know what it was. It was just that there was hardly anyone in the hospital. But we made a pact that if it was a boy, it was going to be named Benji.
Oh, wow.
But it was Mario came out.
Okay.
But this is another thing I'm not proud of. The next day, you know, John Stanley from 2UE. John Stanley, he's a real Dragons fan, but good mate of mine. He rang up from the radio station. I was, you know, so excited. And he said, mate, firstly, congratulations. And I said, oh, how incredible. After all these years, not since 1969 have I felt like this. And he went, I'm talking about the baby.
Oh, that's so good. That is the best birth story I've ever heard.
So it was a really great day, birth and Tigers.
That's incredible. Like the odds of that happening, literally. Like, was the birth time literally hours after the game had finished?
It was, just hours.
Wow.
So I got to see it. Mickey had a real laugh, which brought on. I was wrestling someone on the. Every time there was a try, we'd sort of have a rumble after every try on the carpet.
Yeah.
And then I started feel my chest was going, and I was going, oh my God, I think I'm having a heart attack. And then she started laughing. Mate, it was brilliant. There was just joy, as you remember.
Oh, imagine, I couldn't imagine. It's like literally the two best things in life you could get, your team winning a premiership and the birth of your child, and literally in one hit. God, it's like better than drugs.
Incredible, mate. Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. Flashing forward to this year, how do you feel about the team this year? What do you think our, what are you hoping for from 2019 from the Tigers?
You know, I don't want to sound like a pessimist. I'm actually an optimist, but I go to the games after all these years, and I think the good thing about it being a Tigers fan and just being there with, you know, through thick and thin.
Yep.
I never go expecting to win a game, but if we do win, I am so happy. I'm over the moon about a game. But I mean, if I was a Roosters fan,
I was going to say that if you're a Roosters fan, you wouldn't know that, wouldn't they?
Well, but if you're a Roosters fan, if they win, well, that's expected to. But so when we win, as you know, Josh, it's just a big moment, mate. Every game, I'm always just happy if they put in a good effort. I'm just happy with that. But when they win, it's a bonus. You know, I do think if Moses Mbai is such a nice bloke. I've met him a few times.
Yeah, very smart guy too. He's very intelligent. Yeah.
He's smart. He's upstanding. He's a good guy to have as a captain, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good move. I think they're going to be really good. In the end, I'll just have get another heart attack if I start getting ahead of myself. So I just say, okay, I'll just go to the game. If they win, I can't believe it. It's the best thing ever. So who knows? Every year we think they're going to go well. Nothing happens.
Yeah. I'd be happy with eighth. I said that last year, and we probably should have come eighth because we won half our games. But every year I say I'll be happy with eighth. I just want just to feel finals football for the first time.
You've got a better memory than me, but a couple of years ago, I was at a game and I was just yelling out to everyone. We were in the semis. I was seeing the semis. I think it was against St. George or someone like that. We got, like, the last minute, they kicked a field goal to a pill.
Yeah, Jamie Sauer, 2010.
Do you remember that? That was incredible.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking. The semis, even to make the semis, it was just such a thrill. It'll just be,
Yeah, 2010 was the one that got away because that was a couple of weeks after the Roosters.
That was it.
The infamous Roosters game. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. Yeah. We had Lottie Dikiri that year, I think. Did we?
Yeah, Gareth Ellis. It was a great side. Yeah, it was the one that got away. Yeah.
Gareth Ellis, I think, I always think of Gareth Ellis and Keithy Galloway as two of the great forwards of the West Tigers. And I really loved when Lottie came. The first thing he did was score a try on the left wing.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Lottie being in the team too.
He's
really
fun to watch.
Put in,
I'm talking about another Australian rock legend who also goes for the Tigers. You did a bit of work, I think it was a couple of years ago, Jimmy Barnes, who's also a Tigers fan. You did a song with him. Did you talk about the Tigers with him at all?
Jimmy's a great mate of mine, and he used to love the Tigers, but something to him, which I won't go into, but he had a bit of a run-in with a Tigers legend once.
Right.
And it soured his love of the Tigers.
Okay.
I don't push the Tigers envelope anymore with Jimmy.
Okay.
But Jimmy's the greatest sort of walking the planet, you know. He's a lovely guy, and he used to love the Tigers. He just had a unfortunate incident happen once, and so I don't bring the Tigers up anymore.
Fair enough.
I think secretly he still loves them.
I think he does, because I went to a book signing. I'm a massive Jimmy Barnes fan as well. I've seen him live 14 times myself. Yeah. But I went to a book signing, his new book, and got him. Yeah, and I had my Tigers jumper on. And everyone was asking him the cliche questions about cultures. So I thought, what do you think of the Tigers this year? And it was just after the Robbie Farah incident. And he seemed a little bit emotional. He said he's really upset about how things happened with Robbie Farah, which in the end turned out to be, he came back, obviously. But he seemed to be well knowledge. He knew what was going on. Another guy who's probably on tour a lot and probably hard, to keep on top of current events. But yeah, he was talking about Robbie Farah with me in the short few seconds that I had with him. So maybe he does deep down have that affiliation. And obviously the Scottish background, we've got that underdog mentality that I think you're Scottish heritage yourself, I believe. They've got that bit of underdog sort of mentality. Maybe that's a bit of an appeal for us as well.
We get together... my grandfather's Scottish, and we get together because I play the bagpipes, and Jimmy's learning bagpipes. And there's a side to Jimmy that's really conscious of his Scottish, you know, where he came from. And he has family gatherings, and Lockie from himself and a couple other guys go down, and we play, and he sings, you know, Scottish stuff. And
yeah.
We just sing Celtic music, and mate, he's just doing it for the love of it, you know.
Yeah.
But we're actually on the road. One of the girls, our sound person, Tyra, she's Jimmy's granddaughter, and she's on the road with us, you know.
Oh, so, wow, cool. Great, such good talented lines of that family.
What's that, mate?
The whole family are just so talented. Like, Jackie plays the drums, his girls are his backup singers, and they're great singers in their own right.
And also Swanee, you know, Swanee, his brother, John Swanee, he's a bloody amazing singer as well, you know. So, and Tyra, the granddaughter, she sings in the sound checks. She's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. Just good lines, obviously. Scottish, Scotland are kind of known for a bit of musical. There's been plenty of good Scotsmen for rock stars over the years for such a... small population, I guess, compared to England.
I agree, mate. I had this discussion with Jimmy. I reckon you're going to laugh at this, but I'm a bagpiper.
Yeah.
And I think it's the bagpipes are the first rock and roll instrument.
Yeah. Well, I saw John Farnham live last night. Actually, it was funny when I was messaging back and forth with you. I was actually in the mosh pit at John Farnham. And he had bagpipes out for obviously for You're the Voice, and then he finishes with Long Way to the Top.
Great.
Yeah, so the bagpipes were going. It's very cool. Yeah.
Great, mate.
Yeah. It's just final question. I'll let you get back to getting ready for your next show. Do you get any Tigers fans come up to you at gigs, like Wiggles gigs? And you must obviously because you're in music mode, but you must love. Have a bit of banter with Tigers fans when they come up to you?
Yeah, it's not even just, in the audience, Tigers fans, all over the place.
Yeah.
Where the Tigers jump up, mate. And I always say, well, we've got the best dressed gentleman out there wearing West Side. you know, we've had, actually, most of them bought his, his children to the show
a couple of weeks ago.
We've had some Tigers legends over the years come along to the shows. And Keithy Galloway, when we played in England, he came along. He was playing footy over there. And Keith came along with all his kids. It's just great, mate.
That's awesome.
The Tigers family.
I was speaking to Gary Jack, actually, the other day for this show. So his episode before you. And we were talking about just the being a Tigers fan. And it's actually hard to explain to someone what it's like who isn't one. It's like almost a religious experience. It's like you meet someone who's a fan and you instantly kind of have that connection with them.
I agree, mate. I totally agree. And then when you said Gary Jack, I just genuflected.
Yeah, I was the same too. Yeah, it's so cool that back to back, I speak to Gary and I speak to you. Yeah, it's been a cool week. Yeah.
What a legend he is. I was thinking about the great moments of like the other day at the game at Leichhardt, we won. We were to be playing the first round.
Manly.
Manly.
Yeah.
I was sitting behind Junior Pierce at Leichhardt, and I was just thinking about that, the times I saw him playing at Leichhardt, and that emotional victory lap, not the victory lap, the emotional lap he did at the end of his time, and just the great heritage tradition of the Balmain Tigers. And the West fans are the same with Tommy Dykus and all those guys. They're the same too. But I just love that it's still going. And I was watching Junior just still got the passion for the Tigers. He was loving every minute of it. Yeah.
He walked past me, actually. I was lined up to get a pie, and he literally walked past. And it took me a split second, because he was in a business shirt, from memory. But he just, even once you catch eye and everyone kind of sees who he just has a real aura about him, Junior does, especially when you're at Leichhardt Oval.
Yeah, and it looks like he could still play. He's so fit still.
He's fit as, isn't he? Yeah, he's in his mid-50s and look like he could still put on the boots.
Could I ask you a question, Josh? What is your most heartbreaking moment in your Tigers?
Most heartbreaking
West
moment?
Tigers, or Balmain Tigers? Yeah, I think I've got
so many.
Most heartbreaking
I think you mentioned it before. I think that Jamie Soward field goal in the semi-final 2010 would probably be there, because I really thought that we should have won the grand final that year. Because if you look back, if we had beaten the Roosters, by the way the top eight was then, the Roosters would have been eliminated. So we would have played the Titans, who we would have had their number in the semi-final. So at the very least, we should have been in the grand final against the Dragons that year. And to lose by a field goal, and even in the final minute, we made a break down the sideline. I think Bo Ryan chased a kick and Dragons kicked it out.
Sure.
I think there's been a lot of heartbreaking moments, but I always look back at that one. 2011, we had Chris and Inu broke our heart there. But I just think that just to be 1 point from another grand final... and then, I mean, to not know you're not going to make the semis for at least another 8 years, it's still going. It's, you look back and you think, it's just one that got away. So what about yourself?
That one's for the West Tigers for sure. That I was jumping up and down. We're going to the semis. I was going crazy. But anyway, and then that happened. No, the most heartbreaking moment for the Tigers, Balmain Tigers, was when Ellery Hanley got collared by Kerry Lamb.
I talked to Gary about this,
Oh, you did.
I did.
It was dreadful, to be honest with you. But it was also all our hopes just went down the drain, because that guy was so talented. It was pretty, pretty hardcore too. But not saying did it, but I think he did. It was pretty. They got him. You know what I mean?
I read in Benny Lice's autobiography at halftime. They were kind of saying, "Come on, Ellery, you got to," and he just couldn't. He said he was out of it. He was gone, because they tried to put him back on. Gary said he saw the incident, because cameras didn't really catch it that well. There's not really any good footage of the incident itself? And Gary's like, yeah, I remember the incident very, very fondly. Well, so the year I was born too, so it ruined the year I was born.
I was at the game.
Okay.
I was at the game. I went, oh my God, like, yeah. What have I done?
Yeah. No sin bin, anyway. Mate, or anything.
What's that, mate?
There was no sin, like, Terry Lamb wasn't even sent off or anything for it as well, which...
No. Those were the days.
Yeah.
And the other great moment was, of the characters, was when Blocker patted the head of the ref.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen footage of that, yeah.
Oh, man. And then he got suspended. Blocker was suspended. And they sent him over to England to try and play a couple of games to do his suspension in England. But at the last minute, and we all thought he's going to be right at the last minute.
They changed the rules or something, didn't they?
They changed the rules. It was great, man. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I hear a lot of stories because I was born in 88, so that kind of ruined the year I was born. The year of the Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah,
1989 too. Obviously, the heartbreak. I was telling Gary last week. My mum and my dad are both. Well, my mum was when she was alive. They were both Tigers fans, and they literally popped champagne at half time because the lead was that kind of lead was insurmountable.
At our house out at Kellyville, I remember making an announcement, gentlemen. The cup is ours. And we started getting... And then Warren Ryan took Ciro and Blocker off.
Yep.
If I remember correctly, it's just...
Yeah, Gary said that as well, yeah.
And that changed the game. It was... We were going, what is he doing? And then it all went down. Oh, it was a bad... I forgot about that, mate. I think I just pushed that in the back of my head so I don't have to remember.
Well, apparently Junior's never watched the game. He never, ever watched the replay. He can't bring himself to do it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it back either, but if I remember correctly, Junior's just collapsed on the ground after,
I used to hire the video out the video shop when I was a kid, and obviously I was too young to see it, so I, like, made myself watch it a couple of times, and just Benny's field goal, like, there was so many... You watch it back, so many like small. Gary Jack also mentioned a penalty that was given away that Bill Harrigan admitted years later that probably shouldn't have been a penalty, and just so many little moments that would have changed the course of history. But what can you do, I guess?
Yeah, bloody hell! I'm now on a downer for the next Wiggle show.
Oh, sorry, but what's think of 2005? Bryce Gibbs scored a try. Todd Payton scored a try.
Do you know, before we go, Josh, last year, I was at the game, Bulldogs versus Tigers, where we got beaten, where we should not have got beaten.
Yeah.
And it was basically the same team. Okay, sure, they've lost Moses Zembe and the Morris fella.
Yeah.
But so I'm not going in today going, we should win this.
Yeah.
But I remember last year I was just so disappointed. But that's going to be the difference in the Tigers this year.
Yeah.
If they win games that they're supposed to win.
Yeah, because that's it.
Last year they were losing games that they should have won and winning games they shouldn't have won. You know what I mean?
Yeah, weird. Definitely. I feel like the difference I noticed in the side this year is we have size and we have power and strength, whereas in years past we seemed... It almost was like kids playing against adults, and we seem like we're adults, like against the Warriors. We steamrolled the Warriors, which isn't an easy thing to do. So fingers crossed that'll be a difference this year.
Yeah, also my ultimate idol, poor Robbie Farah is back, and I'm so hate, mate.
Yeah, I've seen on Twitter you're a big, big pro Farah, like many of us are, yeah, but... yeah, it is awesome to have him back and seeing him play so well. He's amazing.
Yeah, and when it all went down, I was really close to Robbie, and I actually was honoured to sit next to Robbie at his the day that he did the walk around
against the Raiders.
Yeah, I was sitting next to him, and all he ever wanted was to do the 200 games there, and when he wasn't even allowed to do that. I thought it was very petty, but I don't want to, you know, it's good to move on now. And it's worked out beautifully, you know, because I actually wrote to him last week and said, come on, mate, 2 more years.
He looks like he could.
He's rocking, mate.
Yeah.
So I just hope he does. It's good to see Benji out there too, you know.
Yeah.
A different Benji to the Benji of old, but...
Yeah, a wiser
amazing
head.
Amazing. Yeah, like a really... I guess he's a subtle Benji, you know. Like
yeah.
There, you know, really incredible, you know. Like, tribute to the coach too, mate, at the moment. We're going well.
Yeah. No, it's good to have the fairy tale. We might not have many success stories, but we've got plenty of good fairy tales. So, that's what being a Tigers fan is all about.
Yeah. Rocket, mate.
Well, Anthony, I'll let you...
I better go, mate. We're going on pretty soon. We've got 4 shows today.
Yeah.
But this was fun, man.
You're like an elite athlete yourself doing that day after day. So, have a good show. Don't think about 89. Think about 2005 and the future. Think about the future.
It's really got through to me, that 89. Oh, my God.
Put it back down.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Westlife Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by NG Pump Solutions. Please subscribe on your respective podcast outlets that you are listening on now. Give us a friendly review if you have time, and also give us a follow at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And if you'd like to support the show and join our Discord with all the guys in there, support us at patreon.com/Westlife. See you guys soon.